Hey, thanks for joining us today. You're listening to the Pain Podcast on KRSH.com. Every month, a provider from Summit Pain Alliance Group will join us in the studio to discuss pain management.
This month, we're talking about epidural steroid injections. Hi, I'm Dr. Howe. I'm one of the pain physicians at Summit Pain Alliance. We understand that living with pain is frustrating. A CDC report, Centers for Disease Control report from 2016, estimated that 20.4% of U.S. adults live with chronic pain. It's estimated that 3% of annual doctor's visits are due to low back pain issues. So obviously, back pain is a very prevalent problem that many people deal with in their life. So what are your options? Well, the good news is there are lots of options, but one of the more popular ones are outpatient, minimally invasive injection procedures. There are several different types of procedures that can be performed. These include radiofrequency ablations, peripheral nerve blocks, and epidural steroid injections. Today, I'd like to discuss epidural steroid injections. So what is an epidural steroid injection? Well, it's an injection of steroid around the epidural space. The epidural space is this potential space that is located just outside the dural sac, which holds the spinal cord and the cerebrospinal fluid. The steroid that's injected is a potent anti-inflammatory that reduces inflammation around the nerves and can really help a lot with your back and leg pain issues. Epidural steroid injections are commonly used to treat individuals who have disc herniations, spinal stenosis, which is narrowing of the spine, and degenerative disc disease causing pinched nerves. It's very effective at treating back and pain radiating down your legs. So epidural injections are typically placed anywhere along the spine. It could be used to treat neck pain, upper back pain, mid-back, or low back pain. There are risks associated with this type of procedure, but it is considered a relatively low-risk procedure. Some of the risks do include infection, headaches, bleeding, or nerve injury. Basically, anybody who is suffering from chronic back and leg pain is an excellent candidate for this procedure. You may want to discuss with your physician whether or not you are a good candidate. It is covered by most insurances, and Summit Pain Alliance accepts most major insurances. Feel free to give us a call to find out if you're a candidate for an epidural steroid injection.
Thanks for tuning in to the Pain Podcast. If you or a loved one is experiencing pain, visit summitpainalliance.com and click contact. Summit Pain Alliance, getting you back to life.